Second dimension, the family dimension. Yes. Yes. This is a second world. It's war. The war in the second dimension has to do with your spouse, your marriage, and your family. Yes. And like I said, if you are able to win the war in the first dimension, then you are qualified to fight on the second. And this is the second, the family. The family. Once you get into a relationship, you have opened up yourself to a war on another front. So now you see that you are fighting the war on personal dimension. At the same time, you are now fighting. Because when you're in a relationship, you have to also keep yourself pure. Wow. Yes. You have to keep yourself pure till you marry. How to stay with your beloved. Yeah. And not be smooching each other. Yeah. And not be touching each other. Yeah. And not be kissing each other. Yeah. And not be having sex with each other. Yeah. Sex is for married couples. Yes. So as soon as you enter into a relationship, now the war has also begun. Yeah, you see that now. You have to now still fight the war on the personal dimension. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Then as soon as you get married, a war begins on a second front or in a second country. Just like the way Israel was fighting almost about three wars. Palestine, Hezbollah, and then Iran. It's not a small thing. But you see, they are fighting. And they seem to be winning. Different fronts. Marriage promises many good things, but also many battles. Yes. Marriage is good. It promises many good things, but many battles come as a result of marriage. That's why Paul said that he that marry will have troubles in the flesh. Troubles. That word trouble means siniazo. Telepsis. Telepsis. Wars, confusion, troubles, difficulties. Change the versions, 1 Corinthians 7:28. But if you do not get married, if you do get married, it is not a sin. And if a young woman gets married, it is not a sin. However, those who get married at this time will have troubles. And I'm trying to spare you those problems. That's why he was encouraging people not to marry. Because of the problems that is associated with marriage. The troubles that are associated with marriage. Yes. The struggle, if you're a man, the struggle to be the head. Because your wife may be very somewhere. He doesn't agree that you should be the head. So now that the struggle, especially in certain parts of the world, the struggle is even more. And UK is part of it. Oh, okay. I didn't know. Yes. Belgium too. Wow. And you're a Christian. The Bible said that the man is the head of the wife. The husband is the head. I mean, that nothing is clear. The husband is the head of the wife. Ephesians, look for it. Look at it. 2:23. For a husband is the head of his wife. The husband is head, what? The head of his wife. But you don't want to accept it. That he's my head. And the head is the one that takes decision. You take decision with your head. Yes. So I took a decision. I told my wife, you are leaving England. Come to Ghana. I'm taking you to Mozambique. You are the body. You follow. You follow. So that's the fight. But you see some men, they can't lead even their wives. The wife is leading. You are trying to change what God has said or set. So the man is now the woman. And the woman is now the man. Yes. And some of us too, maybe based on even our cultural background, we can really, really misbehave. I know some women, based on where they are coming from, over there, women are the one who champion or who leads. So now when you marry, you want to still display that same character. Then it becomes a problem. Big one. So that is a fight. Yeah, that's the fight. The family dimension. The fight to now, first of all, you enter into a relationship to stay pure, to marry. And then when you marry, it's like to play your role. If you are the wife, you are not the leader. If you are the man, you are the leader. How to balance it? That's the big thing. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So there are many battles that are waiting for you when you marry. Yes. Many battles. Many battles, including sexual battles. Some people think that when they marry, fornication. It's not like that at all. There are sexual battles waiting for you in this second dimension of the world. The presence of your wife does not dry out all your personal sexual problems. In fact, it opens the door to other problems. Yes. Some Christian wives, they play hard to get. Unlike strange women who are eager to use their sexuality. Yes. You see, people are married. They thought that, oh, I've married, I have my wife. Anytime I feel like having sex, I'm going to have sex with my wife. I'm not going to fornicate anymore. I'll not be tempted. Hey. You can marry a woman and he doesn't like sex. He doesn't want to have sex. He's always saying, oh, I'm tired. I just came back from work. It's been a long day. So now, you thought you were escaping. Then you start remember your strange girlfriend that you had. That you will not ask, he will come and say, hey, can we do the do? That is why in our church, you know, one day somebody was blazing, you people, you talk about sex too much. I said, yes, because if you don't talk about it, do you see, there'll be a lot of problems and difficulty because the problem exists. People are struggling. People are doing all kinds of things. We talk about it because we want to stay pure and holy and be in the will of God. Yes. So you will see that when you marry, we will encourage you. We will teach you about sexometer. Have sex. Have sex with your spouse. Do it regularly. Do it more often. Because we are trying to win the war at this dimension, the family dimension. Amen.
Amen.
So that you can continue ministry. Once you are married, there are battles to bring you down through strife. Yes, marriage opens the door to conflicts, quarrels, and strife. The battle to remain loving and forgiving begins as soon as you marry. Yes. The battle to remain loving and forgiving begins as soon as you marry. Yes. Because the marriage relationship is not the same as boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. Yeah. It's not the same.
Take your time.
when you're in a relationship, that's why when you're in a relationship, you're always quarreling. Then it's a bad sign. I don't think you should even marry. Because at the relationship level, everything is sweet. Baby, I miss you. Sweetheart, I miss you. Can I come over? Can we go out? Can we? All the time. But when you marry, you see that it's not always the case. You can be in the house and there's cold war. Nobody's talking to each other. You can be on the same bed. Nobody talks to each other. Find the nearest couple and say, is it true? Is it true? What did they say? He says it's true, eh? So you have to win. Yes, you have to win. So you don't run away from marriage. Today you see young people, they say they are divorcing. You married for 3 years, you are divorcing. And you are going to also know the problems that are coming with that person. How many of you know a young couple that are divorced? Young couple that are divorced. Look at you. You all know them. So that should tell you the battle that is waiting for you. Yes. They didn't marry themselves as enemies. Nobody marries his enemy. They married as lovers. Look. I knew a couple. When they were beloved, those and they were in love. Those days, FaceTime. It's still there. Yeah, there was no WhatsApp and all the days. It was FaceTime and Skype. Look, they will have a video call. Like, the brother is on his bed and she's also on the bed. And they'll be chatting from 10 p.m. They will chatter and then sleep while the video is on. And then they will wake up and continue. It's still happening. Oh, wow. I didn't know. Yes. One day I took one of the phones of my young boys in the church because he was not doing well in school. I said, bring your phone. When I took his phone, he would chat from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Non-stop.
All night.
The whole night. Just chatting. How would you do well? How would you be spiritual? How would you be anointed? So this couple, they would video and chatter. Today they are divorced. Yes. I said, look at you. Used to chat on video from 10 p.m. to morning 6 a.m. You will sleep on the video together. You'll be sleeping and you hear each other snoring. And then you wake up and continue. Are you there? Are you there? Then you wake up and continue. But today they are divorced. After 10 years of marriage. Yes. So I'm just trying to say that nobody marries an enemy. No, but you marry a lover, somebody you like, you love, you like to chat the whole night, you won't sleep, sacrifice your sleeping, everything.
It's true.
So how come today they are enemies? Wow. It's because they lost the war on the family dimension. Yes, you have to be loving, you have to be forgiving. Somebody will hurt you, somebody will say something you didn't like, somebody will make a mistake, somebody would be unfaithful to you, something, a lot of things. But you have to learn to be loving, to be forgiving, to keep going, to move on. Yes. Don't have a mind to marry and disappear. As for me, if I go, it doesn't work, I'll just run away. God forbid. Yes. What sustains relationship is forgiveness. Yeah. Ability to forgive. Yeah. Yes. When you see a couple who have been together for a long time, their secret is forgiveness. Okay. Not that they never had a problem. They never quarreled. They never got offended with each other. They learned the ability to forgive and to be loving. Forgiveness and loving. Amen.
Amen.
There's a speaker making noise here. Right. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
I've been married for 20 years.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Fighting to win this family dimension.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. You marry and you say, baby, your child is not coming. Delay in childbearing. If you are not strong and you don't fight, it can destroy your life. Yes, it can destroy your life. Can change so many things. So there's a fight. So always remember, the first war is first that personal dimension. Second war is family dimension. You see, now you have children. Satan wants to destroy them. Wants to turn them into something else. Do you get it? How to fight to let your children also be in line and know God and follow God and choose God and love God until they also marry. It's a fight. How many can say that it's a fight?
It's a real fight.
Yes. So always remember, I want you to remember, because I want you to be used to the war environment, that we are at war. Yes, we are really at war.